Slovenia visually is reminiscent of fairy tales, a little-known land of castles on hilltops and tall Christmas trees. As Slovenians see it, Melania Trump is putting their country on the map.
Slovenia? What is Slovenia? Is that a food? Is it a car? Nobody knows that's a country. Nobody knows that's a nation. And nobody knows that Melania is from Slovenia. So this is a big opportunity that our 2 million nation basically gets its place in Europe, in the world.
Stana Jurko was the photographer who discovered Melania as a quiet teenager at a fashion show.
She was tall and slim, long hair and long legs, and that's why I found her suitable to be a photo model. I noticed not just her good looks, but also, even though it may sound strange, her inner energy.
That energy took her to the top, and Jurko sees his work as a small contribution to American history.
I found it very interesting that she is becoming the first lady. First of all, because I discovered her, so she got going with the photos I took.
As first lady, Melania wants to work on combating cyberbullying. It was at this high school, in what are difficult years for any teenage girl, that Melania showed strength and poise in dealing with bullies. A friend and classmate remembers.
Because she was beautiful, she was a model, a lot of girls talked about this and they were also jealous. But she didn't react to this. And I think this is something strong inside her because she knew that she's good. If you know that you are good, you don't need to prove this with words.
Communism and Yugoslavia were on the verge of collapse, and in this schoolyard, Melania dreamt of the wide world that was opening up.
We talked about studying, about how to see the world, she, like a model, she knew that Slovenia was too small for her.
It was first to Milan, then Paris, and finally New York, where Melania Trump met the future U.S. president. Back in her hometown of Sevnica, family friends say there is definitely something about her father, car salesman Viktor Knaus, that she would have seen in Donald Trump. Ambition and a nose for business.
Viktor always liked to do it, whether with old cars or with some things in which he could earn an additional buck. He always had this and was always hanging out with this sort of people. So this additional business besides his regular job made it possible for him to have a bit more and a bit better. Melania definitely noticed his good nose for business. It was impossible not to notice that. A child has to see it. This is an evident parallel to Donald, just that it is on a scale of 1 to 1,000. Viktor sniffs out a small thing that he can repair today and sell tomorrow for a bit more money, while Donald trades 2 or 3 skyscrapers in Florida for 2 new ones in San Francisco.
Until now, many Americans had never heard of Slovenia. For many Slovenians, having one of their own in the White House means the image of America shines brighter than ever.
It expresses the message that America is sending from past years, which is that America is a land of opportunities. So anybody that lives and comes to America can achieve great things.
Melania! Woo!
And that, for many Slovenians, merits a toast. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Ljubljana, Slovenia.